Droves of people gathered in front of the historic home of Harriet Tubman this morning, hoping to catch a glimpse of the president, who stayed 2 miles away at the Holiday Inn. When a White House official confirmed Obama had already passed Skaneateles, the crowd's energy deflated and left many stunned, including State Senator John DeFrancisco.
We've been told that part of his morning was to go to the YMCA to play basketball. And when you look at the YMCA to play basketball and the Harriet Tubman House as far as options to be at, the fact that he didn't come here is absolutely amazing.
You send messages out there that you don't even know you send. And the president sent one this morning to the people of the city of Auburn and to this organization. But I'll tell you one thing, he knew Harriet Tubman lived in Auburn.
That's State Assemblyman Gary Finch, who voted to make a stretch of Route 34, the Harriet Tubman Memorial Highway, part of which runs past the abolitionist home in Auburn. President and CEO of the Harriet Tubman home, Karen Hill, feels Auburn benefited from Obama's stay, even though he didn't stop by.
I feel that we had the victory because it brought the community together. This is the second day. People were camped out here yesterday, probably tenfold from what was here today. Even though some folk may have come to have a sighting of the president, everyone left better informed about Harriet Tubman.
Meanwhile, Hill adds her organization will forge ahead to get the bill that would make Tubman's home a national monument onto the House floor. Congress returns from summer recess September 9th. Maria Catanzari, WAER News.